Therefore, I am conjuring you in the sight of God and Christ. I am conjuring you in the sight of God and Christ Jesus, who is about to be judging the living and the dead in accord with his advent and his kingdom. Herald the word, stand by it, opportunely, inopportunely. Expose, rebuke, and treat with all patience and teaching. For the era will be when they will not tolerate sound teaching, but their hearing being tickled, they will heap up for themselves teachers in accord with their own desires. And indeed, they will be turning their hearing away from the truth, yet will be turned aside to myths. Yet you, be sober in all things. Suffer evil as an ideal soldier of Christ Jesus. Do the work of an evangelist. Fully discharge your service. For I am already a libation, and the period of my dissolution is imminent. I have contended the ideal contest. I have finished my career. I have kept the faith. Furthermore, there is reserved for me the wreath of righteousness, which the Lord, the just judge, will be paying to me in that day. Yet not to me only, but also to all who love his advent. Endeavor to come to me quickly, for Demas, loving the current aeon, forsook me and went to Thessalonica. Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Luke only is with me. Taking Mark, lead him back with you, for he is useful to me for service. Now Tychicus I dispatch to Ephesus. When you come, bring the traveling cloak, which I left in Troas with Carpus, and the scrolls, especially the vellums. Alexander the coppersmith displayed to me much evil. The Lord will be paying him in accord with his acts, whom you also guard against, for very much has he withstood words of ours. At my first defense, no one came along with me, but all forsook me. May it not be reckoned against them. Yet the Lord stood beside me, and he invigorates me, that through me the heralding may be fully discharged, and all the nations should hear, and I am rescued out of the mouth of the lion. The Lord will be rescuing me from every wicked work, and will be saving me for his celestial kingdom, to whom be glory for the eons of the eons. Amen. Greet Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus remains in Corinth, yet Trophimus, being infirm, I left in Miletus. Endeavor to come before winter. Greeting you is Eubulus and Pudens and Linus and Claudia and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. In the sight of God, Timothy was conjured. The God who was about to judge living people and dead people after he raised them. This was in accord with his advent, which is coming soon, and his kingdom, which is coming soon. Herald the word. Pronounce it, announce it, and stand by it, opportunely and inopportunely. Stand by it when it seems to be a good idea, and stand by it when it seems to be a bad idea. Stand by it when it's a good time to herald it, and stand by it when it's a bad time to herald it. I want you to expose them and rebuke them, and only then can you entreat them? I want you to do it with patience and use the teaching that I taught you. Because the era is coming when none of them will tolerate sound teaching. None of them will understand healthy words. But they love to be tickled in their ears. They love to hear what they want to hear. And they will heap up for themselves many teachers who teach exactly what they want to hear. These things will be in accord with their own desires and not the desires of God. And I'm telling you the truth. I do not lie. Verily I say unto you, they will be turning their hearing away from the truth, and yet towards myths they will run, and they will run hard for myths. But now I'm talking to you. I want you to be sober in everything. Your work is a dead serious work. In the process of this work, I want you to suffer evil, because that is what an ideal soldier of Christ Jesus would do. And he would also do the work of an evangelist, a heralder of good news. I want you to fully discharge your service. If you stop short, I will be disappointed in you. Because for me, I'm already a libation. I am about to be poured out. My blood is about to be drawn, spilled, and soaked into the ground. But I'm happy because I have contended the ideal contest. I've done most of the things right. I've obeyed my charge. I heard it. I heeded it. I lived it. And now I die. My career is over. I've kept the faith of Christ Jesus. And now, on the other side of this veil, there is reserved for me a wreath. And the Lord, the just judge, the only one who can judge, will be paying it to me in the day I stand before him. And he's not only going to pay it to me, Timothy, but to everyone who loves his coming in brightness, in atomic speed, at the last trump. If I make it practical, come to me quickly. Demas, you know Demas. Loving the current eon, Demas forsook me. He went to Thessalonica. Crescens went to Galatia. Titus went to Dalmatia. Luke is the only one here. The only one. I want you to take Mark, and I want you to lead him back here to Rome with you, because now he's useful to me. It wasn't always that way. Tychicus I sent to Ephesus. When you come, don't forget the cloak. I left it in Troas. I wish to hell I had brought it, but I didn't. I forgot it. Bring it. It's in Troas. I left it with Carpus, and I left the scrolls with him too. The scrolls are with Carpus, and the cloak is with Carpus, and he's in Troas. Did you get all that? I hope so. And whatever you do, don't forget the vellums. I hate to bring this up in my last few paragraphs I will ever write on this planet, but Alexander the coppersmith displayed to me and to our work and to our Lord Jesus Christ much evil. I want to comfort you with these words, Timothy, because these words comfort me. The Lord will be paying him in accord with his acts. And I want you to guard against him. Because very much, and at every turn, and at every opportunity, he withstood our words. He withstood my words. He withstood my evangel. At my first defense here, not one person came along except Luke. Nobody came along with me. Every single one of them forsook me. But I pray that God not reckon that against them. Everybody's got their problems. And yet, I misspeak, Timothy, because there was one who stood beside me. And it was the Lord. And because he stood beside me, I was invigorated by him. Because through me, the heralding had to be finished. It had to be fully discharged so that all the nations could hear this message. And they have heard it. And now I'm rescued out of the mouth of the lion, even as I spill my blood on the ground, because the Lord is going to be rescuing me imminently from every wicked work, from those who oppose us, and from the ultimate adversary, Satan. And he will be saving me in his heart, in his mind, for his celestial kingdom. And to this one who was able to do this, I ascribe honor and glory for the eons of the eons. So be it. Do these last things for me, if you will. Greet Prisca and Aquila. And don't forget the household of Onesiphorus. You're concerned about Erasmus, but he's in Corinth. Trophimus was sick. I left him in Miletus. Nothing's good right now. Do try to get here before winter, if you can. Eubulus is greeting you. Pudens is greeting you. Linus and Claudia, all the brethren, they're greeting you. You mean a lot to them. They care for you. They know your place. They know what is resting upon you. And now this, the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Amen.